This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, May 9th, 2016. Zimbabwe's Reserve Bank says it did not authorize directors of the consumer giant Insor Africa to open offshore accounts uncovered in the ongoing Panama Papers investigation. But Insor says there is no wrongdoings as its contracts with those offshore firms were conducted in accordance with all applicable laws. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists will today release to the public a searchable database of documents that reveal the details of more than 200,000 offshore entities and their owners in more than 200 countries and territories. Police arrest Patson Zamara, the brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, who was seized 14 months ago by suspected state security agents for urging President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to properly run Zimbabwe. Central Bank Governor John Mangujga appears before a parliamentary committee which summoned him to explain the current cash crisis gripping Zimbabwe. And it's a celebration time for Mashingo-born Charles Manyuchi, who defeated Russian Dmitry Mikhailenko to land the World Boxing Council's silver belt. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts, Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube, will be talking with listeners and experts about the arrest of Patson Zamara, the brother of Itai Zamara, who was abducted 14 months ago, and several other people protesting against the current social, economic, and political crisis in Zimbabwe. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post your comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.